The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. I'm live here inside the web studio while Ira's inside the MDN studios. So we continue our work from home edition. At least I'm working from home. Edition of the show, going to be that way for the foreseeable future as all of us are figuring out ways to work from home as we navigate, we make our way through this coronavirus pandemic together. And we talk about things from a sports perspective, obviously on a sports show, and how things are affecting the lives of the coaches and student athletes in the sports at the University of Michigan. A guy who can offer us great perspective on that is a guy who helped me get my start, our good friend Bruce Mighty. Bruce, how you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing well, Sam. It's sitting at home, and I kind of miss my sports at night, but I guess most of us that are on the show or listening to the show are doing the same, so.
Right. You know, I got to thinking as when I realized we were going to have you on the air, I know that there is no exact circumstance like this that you've experienced, Bruce. But I'm curious what comes the closest. The thing that came immediately to mind in your career would have been 9/11 and the aftermath of 9/11. Anything else come close to what we're experiencing now, where everything is shut down?
Probably the when the grid went out, when we lost all of our electricity and the grid went out, and how we had to put things together at that point. But that was more communications, and how people were going to we were in the middle of two-a-days back at those days, and how the players were going to get fed and everything. And it was kind of a tough situation for a couple of days, but there's nothing that compares to this. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Can you take us back to after 9/11? I remember football was canceled that following weekend, so there was a bit of a delay. Just what you remember about how the athletic department dealt with it, how Lloyd dealt with it, the student athletes. What do you remember about that?
Well, I remember, with 9/11, it was kind of interesting because Scott Draper was the director of operations for football at the time. And I knew you could just tell that everything was going to get canceled for that Saturday, and that we had to start moving to figure out what we were going to do, because teams were looking for other teams to play and the whole bit. And, Bill Martin was our AD at the time, and Bill ended up, calling Navy because he had some relationships with them, but we couldn't pull that together. And then we were sitting in his office and, starting to look at a couple of things. And as you know, we had an off week the following week, and what I took a look was that that Illinois, who the way we were going to play, if we had that off week the following week and we could pay Western Michigan to move their game against Ball State to the end of the season, we could continue playing Western Michigan the week later and just use that as our off week, so we didn't have to play another game. That way our bye week would have been, that bye week got moved to the 9/11 Saturday. So knowing Kathy Beauregard quite well, I gave Kathy a call, and Bill and I were able to put that together to get Western Michigan to play in that spot. And there were a couple of things that worked out for us just because of that. We already had a football program already planned, so that was no problem. We wanted to do something that would give money back to the people in New York, as they were doing different types of charitable work. So what we did was we added some money up onto the top, and what we did was we gave the money, all the money in the programs, the extra money, and we gave that to a charitable group in New York. So we were able to provide that. We did stuff in the press box where we asked the fans to just donate, and I think we made something like $1,000 just in the old football press box that day, as we were able to give money up to the charities in New York. So we were able to do things like that, which really turned out to not affect our football season all that much. Because basically all we did was we would have had a bye week the following week, and we just ended up having the bye week that we hit the 9/11. So everything really worked out rather smoothly for us at that time.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, not just for student athletes and coaches here at the University of Michigan, but across the country, there's no such remedy, no possible remedy for what's taking place here now. It is just cancellations, a cancellation of the winter sport postseasons, cancellation of the remainder of the spring sport seasons. And what I found, Bruce, and I'm sure you talked to many of these coaches and student athletes, the description of the coaches that the coaches have given of having to break the news to their student athletes to a man and woman has come across as the most difficult thing that they've had to do in their coaching careers.
It is one of the most difficult things. I think each one of them, when you understand what's out there and what it means for, you know, not just the team, but for everybody to have to break it up, it's basically for everybody's health. So, you know, I think it makes that part a lot easier because you know exactly why you're doing it. Might be difficult to explain, but the coach has understood, and that's it. I think what people forget now is that, you know, how do these players keep staying in shape? This is something that is rather interesting because, you know, Sam, when you have somebody else, when you're working out as a team, you're pushing each other and all that type of stuff. Everybody now, I mean, the gyms are closed and everything. Everybody's got to take that on to their own. So these athletes, and not just, you know, college athletes, but high school athletes and professional athletes and Olympic athletes, they have to figure out ways now how they're going to stay in shape. And, you know, it's important. So what we're doing, you know, at the university is we're trying to make sure that happens. We're also trying to make sure that the academic end is in good shape, because when these young men and women come back, you want them not only to be in shape for football, but you want them to be in shape academically. So, you know, and then there's the mental aspect, because of what you had just mentioned. I mean, it's probably it's tough on the coaches, but my God, it's got to be very tough on young people at this point. And so, you know, they have to have the mental health situation also has to be. So there's three things that we, you know, try to do the best we can with our staff at the university to make sure that those people are, you know, working to make sure our student athletes are in the best shape that they possibly can. And you're doing it remotely. You know, you don't see them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're doing it remote. I'm talking to you on the phone. You know, Sam, you know, I mean, Ira's sitting by himself, and it's different. So it's a new normal, and, you know, hopefully what we can do is we can learn new things from this new normal and take them on. And because, let's face it, now I go for a walk, and somebody's 10, 15 feet away, and I got more people smiling and saying hi to me than I've had in a long time. So let's hope that continues.
All right.
How are you doing, Mike?
Bruce.
Yeah. How are you doing with all this?
Yeah, we're figuring out. Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing well. I mean, I think my middle son is going a little bit stir crazy. He's six, so he's used to being able to bounce off the walls. So we get him outside as much as possible. But you know, he isn't distressed in any way. He just needs a release. So we do our best to mix the lesson plan for the day with a lot of outside time, so he can burn off some of that energy. But you brought up the new normal. This new normal, we hope is temporary. We hope is not going to be something that lasts months on end. But I read a story, last night, you know, I read a story after his appearance last night. Brian Kelly was on with Scott Van Pelt, and he started talking about fall sports. He started talking about football and the time frame by which they needed to be back, you know, with football activities and conditioning, before we can talk about the football season not being impacted. And Bruce, it made me think, because I've been so focused on, are they going to have fall camp? Are they going to be able to have fall camp, talking about college football, that I missed what Brian Kelly brought up. And he said, look, you can't just go right into training camp, into fall camp. You got to have a conditioning period before that. And he said, you know, my trainers and sports medicine people say, you know, we need at least 4 weeks, so we need to be back by July so guys can be in conditioning before fall camp, which is a part of the timeline that I hadn't accounted for.
Oh, exactly. No, and that's what I'm saying. You have to be prepared to, when you come back, as best as you possibly can, and you're not going to be in that type of shape. You know, when we talk about taking the Olympics, and, you know, everybody was talking about the Olympics, I was saying there's no way they could do the Olympics. If these athletes can't practice and then all of a sudden it's July and they got to compete, there's no way that can happen. And that's the same thing with football, and, you know, in the collegiate ranks. These individuals have to be in shape. They have to be ready to play. They have to, I mean, this is their health too, folks. You know, this is, they have to be, you know, in shape as per a health plan so they don't get injured. And so they need to be ready to go for, you know, to even start the practices. So you're right. It's July 1. So how, you know, how fast this all comes about, hopefully it comes about quicker than most people think. If that's the case, then we're in good shape for the fall season. But then if you start taking a look at what would happen if all of a sudden that gets delayed, let's say it's middle of July or August, then what happens? Do you lose the first three games? I don't know. Dana White down at Central Florida, you know, and some of these other schools are just absolutely scared, because those are the games where a lot of the smaller schools make a lot of the money going to play those type of games with the bigger schools. And, you know, that, and they're already losing money. Now all of a sudden you put an extra million or 2 million down where they lose, they're in deep trouble. So when you really take a look at it, small colleges are like our small businesses in this effort. I mean, our small businesses, I worry about them, how they're going to continue after just a couple of months of being hurt. And, you know, and the timing of everything is the situation for everything, not just sports. Like you mentioned with football, they have to be ready. So they got to be back in July to practice. What about groups that are landscaping groups right now that are non-essential, and they probably make all their money from, what, April all the way through June? You know, that hurts them. Mm-hmm. These small companies could get hurt really bad. So, you know, everything, you know, when you're taking a look at coming back to work, it's just not coming back. It's the getting ready and the timing of everything that has to be put in place.
Terrific, terrific perspective, Bruce, which we can always count on from you, my man. I hope everything continues to go well for you. Continue to stay safe, my friend. Looking forward to, I'm knocking on wood, everything getting back to normal and us starting back on time when we talk about the fall, at which point we're going to have you back on before that, Bruce. I mean, you got too many stories to tell, man. So we're going to have you back on well before the fall.
Well, you guys stay safe, and we want to thank all those people that are helping us out there, from the grocers to the doctors to the nurses and to all the people that are, you know, working today and tomorrow to keep us, to keep this economy going as it is, and risking, their time and their lives and their, you know, health to keep things going. So thanks to all those people too.
Yeah, great message, Bruce, and thanks for your time. And that's a great place for us to end, folks. You know, thanks for spending the morning with us. You know, we hope that we are a part of keeping things as close to normal as is possible at this abnormal time, or in these abnormal times. So we're going to continue to do the show, continue to bring you great guests like Bruce. We got a great slate of guests coming up tomorrow. But coming up next, though, is Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath. Thanks for listening to the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.